You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Back in the spring, civil rights attorney Pamela Price lost the race for Alameda County District Attorney. Now it's fall and her name is on the ballot again, this time for mayor of Oakland. Before practicing law, Price grew up in Cincinnati. She was in the foster care system and later survived an abusive relationship, but moved on to become an attorney. And she's one of a few black female attorneys to argue a case before the U.S. Supreme Court. Pamela Price sat down with KALW's Janae Darden at her campaign headquarters to talk about her mayoral candidacy.
You ran for DA earlier this year.
Yes.
And you lost.
Yes.
And now you are running for mayor.
Yes.
Why?
Because Oakland is at a crossroads. Oakland is desperate for change, and a big part of that change is police accountability. And then the issue of homelessness is something that the mayor also has tremendous influence over. I've been in Oakland for more than 40 years, and I've never seen it look this bad.
You have gone up against police, right?
I have sued police. I have represented police.
How are you going to work with the police? Because I would imagine some of them may not be too crazy about you.
Well, I think we saw in the district attorney's race where I was attacked by basically every police union in the state of California, including the California Correctional Peace Officers Association. I'm clear about how they feel about reform. But as I've said, I've represented hundreds of female officers throughout the state of California. So I'll be able to work with them as I've worked with many people.
What does police reform look like to you?
In Oakland, it looks like holding our police officers accountable when they, in fact, violate the Constitution. That has to be fundamental. It also means that they respect the citizens of this community, the residents. Between 2014 and 2015, 193 whites were handcuffed and 2,890 blacks were handcuffed. And that's not arrested. Those people were just handcuffed. There was no basis to arrest them, but they found a reason to handcuff them. And so we have to stop that kind of street-level disparities. And then moving up into the command staff, I want to create a culture within OPD that incentivizes officers to report misconduct so that we can clean out the bad apples and not cover it up by, you know, using the code of silence. That has not served us well.
Now, I understand you're one of the few black female attorneys who have come before the Supreme Court.
That's true.
And what is your opinion about, because right now there's a lot of talk about the U.S. Supreme Court because of Judge Kavanaugh. How does an appointment like his affect Oakland?
His appointment will set this country on a path of racial disparity, economic disenfranchisement for decades to come. It means that the kind of economic and racial inequalities that we see taking root in Oakland that are driving long-time residents out and creating, this homelessness crisis, that would become exacerbated unless we have fundamental opposition to it. It's going to happen across the country. I'm a civil rights lawyer. Most of my work was in federal court. And so for me, the federal courts were a way to level the playing field. And that's not a remedy that's going to be available, at least readily available anymore. And it was already hard to do.
You mentioned homelessness earlier. What is your plan for helping people who are homeless and your housing plan as well?
My plan is that, number one, we have to provide basic sanitation services and health services to people living on the streets. We have to act like we are the Red Cross. When you think about a natural disaster, the Red Cross comes to town, they don't leave people on the streets. So we have the ability to get people off of the street, whether that's housing, providing housing through vacant city property, providing housing through vacant church property, providing housing through vacant school district property. We have to make sure that we provide support to tenants who are on the verge of losing their shelter, as well as landlords and homeowners who are on the verge of losing their homes. It's not a question of funding. It's a question of will.
So we've seen an influx of wealth into Oakland. Mm-hmm. How, and I've asked this just about every candidate, how do you work with people who right now are struggling, mm-hmm. your everyday folk, and then how do you work with people who have wealth and they're bringing that money into Oakland?
So it's fine for people who have the wealth to come here and to enjoy our city. At the same time, it's so important that we protect the legacy of our city. Part of what I will do is adopt the citywide anti-displacement networks plan proposal to build 100,000 below market rate homes in this city. I will use public lands for public good completely to make sure that we balance our resources and that we provide for those who are least able to provide for themselves.
We're in downtown right now doing this interview, and I know you've talked about you have plans for downtown Oakland if elected. What are those plans?
Number one, I want to clean up our streets. To me, Oakland is a world-class city, and it should look like a world-class city. I see that as a win-win situation. It means that we will need to hire local residents to help us do that. And so I want to support small businesses in downtown and bring the downtown back. But I also want to, I want downtown to be as thriving as Montclair or College Avenue, places where people have had access to capital and they've been able to invest in their businesses. And so I want to see that happen here. I think that Oakland has great potential. Let the Raiders go. Let the Warriors go. Let's have soccer in Oakland.